Tools of the Trade.
Welcome to Tools of the Trade. We talk about musical gear and the ways in which it's used. I thought I'd do a sort of what was popping off in 2017 in the way of gear. Now, there's two ways to kind of cut this. There's sort of the best selling, which is mostly Korg stuff, the Volca range, the small little synthesizers, little Teenage Engineering in there. There's cute little synthesizers they make. Mostly Korg stuff. There's like almost 7 out of 10 items of the top 10 synthesizers sold last year was all Korg, so they're absolutely killing it. What else we got here? If I just go to like a general best of, it seems, because I'm leaning on the synth realm here, the Roland TR-808, which is actually what we're listening to here. This is an old drum machine, analog drum machine. Roland have done a whole heap of reissues of all their older stuff, all their older drum machines in like smaller packages. So they are quite trendy at the moment. They're about $350 US. Just a sound that people want, that like, people can't get over this drum machine.
Do you find that you're sort of in the drum machine realm, but what about like a classic, like piano-y kind of synth?
Okay, mate.
Like this kind of a... This kind of synth.
Oh, yeah, cool. That's LA. That's an LA synth right there.
Is this more of the cocaine synth?
This just reminds me of jumping off buildings. Moog released another subsequent 37, which is just a massive grunty monophonic synth. What else we got? Oh, the Korg Monologue. Now, I almost got Amelia in here to play her monologue, Amelia of the band Polyester, the keys player. But I think next week we'll focus on that because it actually came out in 2016. I think I've kind of made a faux pas because I wanted to play a video about the Volcas, which I actually think came out in 2016, but I think the FM might have come out in early 2017. I could be wrong, but I thought I'd play a little video. No, John, not your turn, mate, not your turn. I thought I'd play a little video of someone mucking around with a Volca FM, which is sort of an 80s synth that is digital. It's called frequency modulation. That's the technique of the synthesis. It's only three voice polyphony, so you can only play three notes at a time, but it's a nice tiny little package in there, under $200, which is pretty impressive if you want that really nice crisp old sound. I'll just play a little snippet here. Enjoy. Twin Peaks. That's a Volca FM, frequency modulated synthesis. Beautiful, beautiful sounds. I'm just going to plug something in now. Do a little listen that. Sorry, John.
There really is a mess of wires up here. It's like a science experiment gone wrong right now.
I thought I brought in my number one favorite that I actually kickstarted. I don't know if everyone knows what Kickstarter is. It's kind of like a thing where people have like an idea and then you sort of fund their idea to make it into reality. Now, I funded this thing called the Hive Touch Synthesizer about what feels like about 2 years ago now, and I've just been waiting for it. It's been a long wait. John, I want you to play it, mate, and explain what's happening. It's kind of like it's basically like a circuit board that you conduct with your fingers and you touch it and it does stuff. It's fully stereo, so if I go, this is better if you're in headphones. You can go left to right. It's quite fun doing this. It's fully polyphonic, so you can touch the whole thing.
Go wow, ahead, John. That was quite a racket, wasn't it?
Have some fun, mate. Have some fun. There's a standard keyboard on it, and then there's like a hive-shaped keyboard in like a honeycomb. I've put a picture of it on our Facebook page, 95 BFM Drive with Johnny Big Hungry, if you want to check this thing out.
Now, is this good enough? Could I record a record using this thing?
Well, use your imagination, mate. I've got it running through like a low-pass filter and a delay at the moment.
Like, it's actually quite flimsy. It's kind of about the size of a large cracker.
It's just a thin circuit board. That's that you can. I've actually mounted mine onto something else usually, but I thought I'd bring it up and just.
Is it like full enough sound that it could be?
Well, you're only using one finger, PA, but you can actually go.
Could you play it through the PA at say Victor or the power station?
There you go. That was a little muck around on the Hive Touch synthesizer. And it's a interesting little thing. It's actually kind of made by this dude, Scott Weedman, who I guess, I don't know, he didn't strike me as like a musical guy. It's like a weird sort of project of his that he just sort of got involved in, but it's just a really fun little instrument, and I'm quite happy with it. That's my number one fave. But let's take it back to other things that were actually sort of more available to the public this year. An instrument called the Synthstorm Deluge, actually made by a Kiwi guy, I think, from down south somewhere. This thing is an absolute beast. It's like a sampler. It does pretty much everything you need to do. It's like a full outside the box. Like, you don't need a computer to compose music. It looks pretty gnarly, doesn't it, John? It's got a lot of buttons and such.
There's actually how expensive would it be?
They're about $1,000 US if you want to buy one.
Okay.
But it's a splendid piece of equipment that's getting rave reviews, and it's just really rad that it's made by a Kiwi guy. Somebody that actually uses one of these, and you can watch her demoing it. And I think she actually got paid in one for doing the demo, is Peach Milk. Fantastic local artist who uses these when she performs. I've actually got a track up here from the final EP. I thought I would play Heretic. This is Peach Milk, and this is the Synthstorm Deluge in action. Thank you. Peach Milk there. Heretic, taken off the final EP. No Doubt playing, or I think she's incorporated the deluge Synthstorm Deluge into her setup now, and because it's a sampler sequencer, you can basically put whatever sounds you want on there, and it also creates gnarly sounds. It actually does a crap load of stuff made by a really smart dude down in Wellington. That's so rad. My favorite though. Oh, mate. Hey, thanks for joining us. It's always a pleasure.
That was Tools of the Trade.